Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Sally. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Australian, as you can probably tell from the accent. I am probably best known for my first book, which is called The Hating Game, which was released in 2016 and has been adapted into a movie, which is, yay, so exciting. And I've got a new book coming out in September, on September 6th, and it's called Angelica Frankenstein Makes Her Match.
All right, so let's chat about Angelica, because it feels like it's a departure, but it's not, about this book from your other contemporaries, because this is like a little bit historical. It's a little bit, you know, paranormal-ish, you know. So talk to us about Angelica. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Okay, well, I blame COVID lockdown entirely for Angelica. I was in the room that you can see me sitting in right now, and I was working on edits for my third book, Second First Impressions, but I kind of like to keep two projects running at the same time. I very often will do like a little writer's exercise to sort of keep the creative juices flowing. And that usually consists of opening a blank Word document and writing the worst page of fiction that I can possibly muster. That's right. You heard me right. I want to write the worst. It is usually very silly, and it's usually an argument where the couple are standing too close to the edge of a cliff and she keeps walking backwards and, you know, her foot's slipping on the edge of the cliff, and I describe their clothes too much and their names change halfway through. So on this particular day, I was going to go for that. I was going to just write something just totally crazy, just for a page, just to, you know, get the juices flowing. And I opened a blank Word document and I wrote, Angelica Frankenstein knew the physical attributes her perfect man should have. Unfortunately, she had to find those at the morgue. And I was really surprised, because I had never in my life thought that sentence before. And my brain just did a random word generate and created that. And I thought, I mean, how do I know who Angelica Frankenstein is? And why does she spell her name with a K instead of a C? And I just let my fingers keep typing to see where this went. And I realized I was writing a historical retelling of Mary Shelley's classic, The Prometheus Frankenstein. So no one was more surprised than me. And as I was writing, I realized I recognized the house that I was describing. It's my dollhouse that you can see behind me here, that I've had for over 10 years. So I wrote my dollhouse into it. So it makes a cameo. obviously, it's a full-sized house that they live in. But yeah, it was all just because I couldn't leave the house.
I love this COVID project, because it probably was like a different escape from where we're locked down, where we're just not sure what's going on. You have this world you get to create, and you already have a physical attribute that you can look at to. You can look at your house and be like, here's visualizing, seeing it happen, you know. That is a better escape than, you know, being where we were in 2020, 2021, you know.
Totally. I mean, the imagination is a very powerful thing. And if you're cooped up and you've got nowhere to go, maybe you get a little stir crazy. Yeah. Maybe that's what happened.
Yes. So, all right. So I want to talk about Second First Impressions, because it's by far one of my favorite books of all time. It Aww. Is so quirky and lovely. And I have to admit, like, I love the idea of being retired, rich retired women, you know, who hire man boys to be their servants, So what was the source of inspiration or like for that book? Because it's like such a unique setting, like a retired villa, your retirement villa, to set up this world.
Okay, second first impressions was a joke that me and my friend used to tell each other that when we were very, very old and we were very, very rich, we would be roommates in a expensive retirement villa and we would hire handsome young men to run errands for us, essentially in a nutshell. So this was always, you know, if we were having a bad day at work, we'd look forward to those times where we would just order a pizza for lunch and go to Chanel and buy a new coin purse. And this is just basically that daydream.
It is that daydream and just so much more because it's just it the there's twists, there's turns, there's ideas that you just don't realize until the end of the book, and it's just like such a like a warm, cozy feeling just to read it. That just it's perfect escape. Like I read it, I think it came out in 2021, so it was like around COVID. So I remember reading it really early and be like, oh my gosh, this is just like a good escape of like what I wish to be in like 30, 40 years from now, be in a retirement villa.
Oh, I'm glad it had that effect. Yes, I wrote it with the intention of it being like a warm blanket fresh out of the dryer. That book is a cardigan, it is a cheese board, it is going to bed early. It is a celebration of self-care. And it contains one of my favorite characters I've ever written, Teddy, who is a manic pixie dream boy. I loved writing a really open-hearted, sweet, a boy that's almost blown in on the breeze like Mary Poppins to change everyone's life.
Yes. Oh, so good. All right. So The Hating Game was adapted to a movie. What was the process for you as an author seeing your work actually in a movie?
Well, of course, it was very cool. the film option sold pretty early, so that often happens if a book is popular, I think. But I didn't expect it to ever go any further to be developed. But they wrote the screenplay, which I had the opportunity to read, and I thought, wow, this is great. You know, there's bits in here that I wish that I'd written in my book. And I felt even more amazing when I woke up one morning to lots of text messages from people in the States. Obviously, I'm in Australia, I'm on a different time zone. So everything interesting that happens to me is when I'm asleep in bed. So I woke up to a lot of texts saying congratulations. I'm thinking, congratulations for what? Lucy Hale was attached to the project, which was surreal. She's literally perfect for the role. Like you couldn't have picked anyone better. She is Lucy. And then COVID hit, and I thought, ah, geez, we got so close. But luckily for me, I wrote a book that's really set in only a few key locations. So they were able to create a COVID-safe set, and they've started filming it. It was unreal. I felt really far away because I couldn't travel. Australia had no flights in or out. So that's my only regret that I couldn't visit the set, but I did a virtual set visit. And I would like to say my biggest takeaway from the whole experience, whilst it's of course really gratifying personally to see something, you know, my creation on the screen, it was even more gratifying to see all those people working on the set and realizing that I created something that in turn gave other people their dream jobs. And there were rails of wardrobe clothes, and there were guys rolling up cords. There were, you know, set designers. And I thought, how cool! Like, I love being part of something bigger than me. And the movie was that.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I love that takeaway. And now you can stream the movie, it is
I have my own
physical.
custom-made movie. Not many people can say that, so.
And it can be like a comfort zone and a gateway for others to start reading again because they're like, must read the book now.
And I noticed that quite a few more books are now being developed as movies, and for example, BCDF, who were the producers of The Hating Game, they're now producing The Unhoneymooners by Christina Lauren. And, you know, like, the, it's just cool. Like, I just like to be, I'm not going to say the first, but, you know, I like to think that there are many, many more amazing movies to come.
Yes. Well, I think in some ways you've been, you actually opened ground. Like, you're in the wave of the rom-coms. Like, The Hating Game was like an early rom-coms, and now it's like, that's what we see. So it's kind of exciting that you're like opening up the way for more rom-com movies, you know, to come up, you know, because we haven't had that in like years. Like, I missed the 90s and the early 2000s of rom-com era. So we need those.
You're a bit too, are you a bit too young for that?
No, I am 41.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the rom-com boom in the 2000s, you know, like the Bridget Jones Diary era. It was awesome. I love those kind of books, and I always loved the feeling that they gave me. Mm-hmm. So when I wrote The Hating Game, at the time it felt really different to what was currently really popular and being published. Books were a bit sort of darker and sexier and mm-hmm. had a lot of covers with roses on the front. And so when they created this cartoon illustrated cover, I sort of said to them, oh, are you sure? Like, this is really going to stick out on the shelves. And they said, no, don't worry. Trust us. This is why it's really great to be part of a publishing team that really knows their stuff. And now when you have a look at the shelves, there are illustrated covers wall to wall. And
yeah,
I love it.
I love this. Oh, so much. So in terms of books, do you have a book you recommend our listeners to pick up, whether it's a favorite, an old, a classic, you know, tried and true book?
Books that I love?
Books that
Well, I mean, I've already mentioned Christina Lauren. They're my friends, and they're the reason why I'm published at all. So I will always be a ride or die CeeLo fan. I'm lucky sometimes I get to read them before they're even an advanced copy. I got to read Something Wilder when it was still a draft. So that's one of the perks of having amazing friends. So, you know, they'll be an insta buy for me forever. I love Marion Keyes, you know, like that throwback to that original rom-com era.
Yes.
Marianne Keyes is the queen, and I will buy her books without even needing to read the back, and she's been writing this entire time, killing it. I love Vari McFarlane. I love Tessa Bailey is a one click, you know, her books are like so hot and so funny, and I just love it. So yeah, I mean, we're really lucky, we've got just such a choice of authors right now. It's just, what a great time to be a reader.
It really is. Oh, so good. So Sally, tell us where we can find you online.
My website, sallythornauthor.com. You can follow me on Instagram, sallythornauthor. But I'm not on TikTok. I know that The Hating Game's, you know, a big deal on TikTok, but I can't go there because I'll get too addicted. I'll never write another book. So thank you all for everyone who's making cute Hating Game TikToks. I love you guys. And yeah, I mean, I'm trying to stay offline as much as I can to write another book, but you'll catch me occasionally.
Awesome. Thank you, Sally, for being on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFem, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers.
The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyourrenexblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.